So just a couple things, and before we get kind of into the direction, I think it's always important to talk about why we do the things that we do, and we're committed to being a church that lives out our faith each and every day of the week. Over the last few weeks, if you've been here, maybe it's been annoying how much we've talked about it, but we've talked about John Wesley's three simple rules for living life. And these rules help us to live like Jesus each and every day. And the first rule, here are the rules here. The first rule is do no harm. And it's this idea that we try not to hurt the people around us with our words or our actions. So that there may be things in the world that are acceptable in culture, but actually do harm to people. And so we're proactive. We're asking God, am I living a life that is doing no harm to the people around me? Things that maybe I post, the way in which I spend my resources or go about my career or my business, whatever it may be, am I actively looking at ways in which that I am doing good and bringing healing or doing harm in the world? The second rule is to do good. One of my favorite rules because it's simple, like I am. Do no harm gets a little bit difficult when you begin to think about the ways in which we engage with the world. But do good is one of those rules that everybody can kind of buy in. Everybody wants to do good in the world, and it means that we look for chances to help, that we look for ways to encourage, to show love, especially when someone might be having really a difficult time, a hard time going through something. We can do good in the world, even in small ways. And the third rule, up here it says, love God, but it's attend to the ordinances of God, which is sort of a fancy way of saying, do the things that God asks us to do. That's like attending worship, being part of a community, sharing in communion together, praying both out loud and privately, spiritual disciplines like fasting, reading scripture. All these pieces are these ordinances of God, and the idea is that we're going to the places where God has already promised to be, that we're going to the places, we're engaging in a way where God is there already, that we are expecting him to show up and do amazing things as we engage in these places. And so God calls us to them, calls us to these ordinances of God, to gather and worship, that we're not built to be in isolation, but in community, that we're not built to sort of have our own intellect and mind and decision-making rule our life, but we submit to the will of God, that God knows what's best in my life. Disciplines like fasting and reading scripture, all sorts of things that we can do to focus and show up where God is already at. And so today is a do-good kind of day. Amen and amen. So we're going to do good. We're going to, when we pray, when we help others, when we do good together, God is here. God is moving. He's in the midst. People will experience the love of God as they open these boxes. And I just want to share a few verses out of the book of Galatians. It's in the New Testament. It's written by the Apostle Paul. And he's writing to a group of churches that we know in the area of like central South Turkey. He visited there on this missionary journey years ago before writing this, and now he's writing to the people, and this will surprise all of you, he's writing to the people at the churches because there are people there causing trouble in the churches. I know, it's shocking, right? That as church people gather, sometimes trouble arises, but there are people kind of stirring the pot, that they're trying to lead people in different directions, and the Apostle Paul, he writes these words to remind the church that God's love is a gift. That it's not something that we earn, and because we're loved freely, we are free to go and do good without fear or pressure, that we can bring goodness into the world. And so Galatians chapter 6, 9 through 10, and this is what it says. Paul's writing, he says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at a proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And so this morning, we're stepping into this this doing good, this idea of even the small things, like packing these boxes or writing a note, even doing good when we're tired. God still moves in powerful ways, that it matters to people when they experience this goodness. And so we're going to do something today that seems very simple. Like I said, we're going to pack these boxes, but it's really important for those that receive it. I want to invite you all. We're going to hand out these boxes this Wednesday at Westminster Woods. Come be a part of it. Come see the joy it brings that people experience as they realize that someone has thought of them, that someone has cared enough to put something together to give them. It really is important. And so we're going to pack 80 boxes for widows, those that in the community that are struggling with feeling maybe forgotten, feeling lonely during this Valentine's season. And so inside each box, there's all kind of small gifts you'll see as you pack. Kids, this is really important. You may not know this, but that group of people in particular loves to get notes from children. And so your notes are going to make a huge difference. So make sure you write some. We have some ways in which we can kind of help you with that. But they're not just small things. They're big things, the people that were open this. And so for some of the people that get these boxes, it may be the best part of their day, telling them that they matter, that they're thought of, that they're loved, that they're not forgotten. All the things that I hear over and over again as I experience Bible study and interaction and relationship with people over there, people can feel forgotten. And so doing good is the way Jesus cares about the world, that this is the church. We really believe that. Once a month, usually we do a servant event like this, that it's not just listening, but it's loving, that it's not just sitting here, but it's serving. So we're going to put our hands to something. And so if this is your first time here, we'd love for you to come back and join us for our next adventure. Come join us as we love in real ways. And one of my favorite authors, Henry Nouwen, he says this, and I think this is really powerful. No matter where you are, that care is not simply a matter of doing something. We're going to do something, but of being with someone. And maybe you've had that experience of someone being with you in a difficult time. And this is exactly what we're doing. We're stepping into a community that maybe feels forgotten. And so these boxes are going to make a huge difference. And so we'll run through these boxes. We'll pack them. But I encourage you to write kind notes. Write carefully. Think of someone that you care for deeply. And write as if it is someone you love that you've missed or you want to show care to, because it is that we are one people, we are one community, and so I'm going to pray for these boxes at the very end as we pack them. There'll be a little bit of sorting, that kind of stuff, and so you'll pack the box, you'll decorate, you put the notes in. We have a team that'll be back there that will help make sure everything's in there. They'll seal the box and we'll set it up here. And then we'll take a big group photo before we end. But grab plenty of food and coffee. If you need anything else, restrooms are on the hallway here. We're going to play some music and have a good time together. But let's pray for God to move in powerful ways over these boxes here. And so let's pray. God, we thank you that you have brought us together this morning. We thank you just for the heart for the community that exists in this room. We thank you for all of those that have donated, that have been a part of planning this. And we just, we pray that each and every person that receives this box feels deeply loved, that they feel remembered, that they feel cared for, that that your goodness shows up in their life in the form of this box. And so we pray for this morning, and we thank you for the hands that will be placed on these boxes. In your name we pray, amen.